Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 10.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant-at-Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors ask to please silence all electronic devices. This afternoon's prayer will be offered by Representative Pittman. We'd ask members and visitors in the gallery to please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Representative Pittman.
Let's pray. Almighty and eternal God, we stand in awe of you as we contemplate your greatness and wonder. You who spoke and light came out of darkness. You who spoke this and all worlds into existence. You who formed us in your own image that we might be able to learn of you and to seek after you and follow your ways. Lord, that we might show forth your glory and enjoy you forever. Father, we thank you for that great creation of which you've made us a part. We thank you, Father, that not only are you great in power, but you are great in love and mercy. And we thank you, Lord, for the mercy that you show us day by day. We know that every breath we take is a gift from you. Lord, we pray that you would help us here in this place to remember your love for us and to share that love with one another. Lord, help us to seek and to find your way that we ought to lead the great people of the state of North Carolina. Lord, we pray for those who are ill and needing your special tender power today. Lord, we thank you for your gift of healing. Lord, we thank you for the way a lot of times our bodies just heal and don't need any help. And we thank you for the medical help that you've allowed us to discover and apply. Lord, there may be some here today needing your healing power. And we just ask that you be with them and bless them today. Lord, we remember that our speaker has had some medical problems recently. And we pray that he may have complete and full healing. And Lord, we extend that prayer to all others here in this place who may need it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Gaston, Representative Torbett, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for February 12th has been examined, found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Torbett moves that the journal for February 12th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Members, please join me in welcoming our nurse of the day, Mary Ann Turner from Lake Waccamaw. Ms. Turner, thank you for being with us today, ma'am. Also, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery on behalf of the members from Cumberland County and all members to District Attorney Billy West from Cumberland County. Billy, thanks for being with us today. He's in the back of the gallery there. Representative Richardson said he had a stack of traffic tickets to come see you about if he could get to you before the day's over with. Also, Chair is happy to extend the courtesies to Esther Franklin, who is the granddaughter of Representative White, and she is serving as an honorary page today. Esther, where are you? Back here in the back. Representatives Corbin and Warren are recognized, sent forth committee report. Corporal Reed.
Representative Corbin and Warren, State and Local Government Committee Report, House Bill 15, Lexington Dissolve Utilities Commission, favor and refer to Rules Calendar and Operations of the House.
Bills referred to Committee on Rules Calendar and Operations of the House.
House Bill 30, Official State Frozen Treat, favor and refer to Health.
Bills referred to the Committee on Health. Gentlemen, Representative Corbin, Representative Warren, recognized, stand forth committee report. The clerk will read.
Representative Corbin and Warren, State and Local Government Committee Report, House Bill 17, Local Option Meals Tax, Brunswick County Municipalities, favorable, committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and referred to finance.
Original bill is placed on the unfavorable calendar. The committee substitute is referred to committee on finance. Introductions of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
Representatives Alexander, Belk, Autry, and Beasley. House Bill 47, School Calendar Flexibility, Charlotte Mecklenburg.
Education K-12 with favorable rules.
Representative Jones, House Bill 48, School Calendar Flexibility, Certain School Systems.
Education K-12 with favorable rules.
Representatives Pittman and Sasser, House Bill 49, Responsible Deer Management Act.
Wildlife Resources of Favorable Agriculture, Favorable Rules.
Representatives Murphy, Grange, Martin, and Speciale. House Bill 50, Allow Hyperbaric Oxygen Therapy for Traumatic Brain Injury, Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder.
Health of Favorable, Homeland Security, Military and Veterans Affairs of Favorable Rules.
Representative Davis, House Bill 51, Official Exilia Festival.
Commerce of Favorable Rules.
Representative Davis, House Bill 52, Wrightsville Beach Local Act Amendment.
State and local government of favorable rules.
Representatives Miguel Ralph, White, Rena Turner, and Presnell. House Bill 53, A Second Chance for Life.
Health, the favorable judiciary, and favorable rules.
Representatives Conrad, Johnson, Murphy, and Barnes. House Bill 54, Unborn Child Protection for Dismemberment.
Health, the favorable judiciary, and favorable rules.
Representative Elmore, House Bill 55, Alexander County Sheriff Vacancies.
State and local government, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Elmore, Johnson, and Carney, House Bill 56, Arts Education Requirement.
Education K-12, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Elmore, Johnson, and Horn, House Bill 57, Create Term for Public School and Codify the North Carolina Virtual Public School Program.
Education K-12, if favorable, rules. Calendar, House Joint Resolution 36. The clerk will read.
Representative Lewis, House Joint Resolution 36, a joint resolution inviting His Excellency Governor Roy Cooper to address a joint session of the House of Representatives and Senate.
The clerk will also read the Senate amendment.
Senator Rabin moves to amend the bill on page 1, line 8, by deleting 18 and substituting 25, and on page 1, line 9, by deleting the word nominees and substituting members. The House resolves, Senate concur.
Lady from Surrey, Representative Stevens, recognize her motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that we do concur with the amendment from the Senate and like to speak on it.
Ladies move that the House do concur with the Senate amendment to House Joint Resolution 36, and the lady has the floor to debate the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And what I really wanted to do was take a moment to address the freshmen in the room. This would be the first time that we've had a rejection of something by the Senate, and this is the procedure in which it does. So we will move to concur with their amendment, and I will explain to you that the amendment is that we're changing the date from the 18th to the 25th, and we're changing the term of of Governor Cooper's cabinet nominees to his cabinet members. So we will ask you to concur with that Senate amendment so we can pass this. Thank you.
Representative Stevens, the chair point, I think it also changes the date from the 18th to the 25th as well. Further discussion, further debate on the amendment? If not, the question before the House is the adoption of the Senate Amendment 1 to House Joint Resolution 36. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock machine, record the vote. 107 having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. The Senate amendment to House Joint Resolution 36 is adopted, and the resolution is ordered in roll. Members, on motion of Representatives Stevens and Hall of Surrey County, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Dr. David Shockley, who is the president of Surrey Community College. Dr. Shockley, where are you?
Right
here on the right. Thanks for being with us today, sir. Does the lady from Orange wish to speak to a point of personal privilege?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I believe that there's a representative statement.
The lady's asked the representative statement be read. Is the lady asking that the statement be read at this time?
Yes.
Court will read the representative statement.
A representative statement recognizing Ultimate Frisbee participations. Whereas Ultimate Frisbee is a self-officiated team sport played in a large field with a zone similar to football, the game depends on a concept known as spirit of the game, which is focused on sportsmanship. It is played with seven team members on the field at any one time. And whereas in 2015, Ultimate Frisbee was officially recognized by the International Olympic Committee, it was on a short list for the 2024 Olympics. And whereas North Carolina Home of Professional Ultimate Frisbee team is several open college and youth teams. And whereas Ultimate Frisbee originally had its greatest participation in North Carolina in the Triangle area, but the sport has grown, resulting in thriving communities in other areas, including Charlotte, Wilmington, and Boone. And whereas in the Triangle area, there are certainly 2,604 unique local participants and 27% increase from 2017, which includes the increase of participation by females with 42% and by males of 22%. And whereas the Ultimate Frisbee team completes various divisions in the local, state, and national level, which result in some members being qualified to compete for the United States during the World Championships. And whereas some of the most accomplished Ultimate Frisbee teams of North Carolina include the Warhawks, the girls' team under 20 years of age, which has won two national championships with a roster of 23 girls from eight different high schools representing Cary, Durham, Chapel Hill, Boone, and Raleigh, five home school players, and university students that met the age requirements of Triforce and boys' teams under 20 years of age, which has won two consecutive national championships with a roster of 22 boys from 12 different high schools representing Durham, Chapel Hill, Hillsborough, Raleigh, Holly Springs, Cary, Salisbury, and Sugar Grove. And whereas some of the teams from North Carolina Ultimate Frisbee community deserve recognition of their efforts this year, including Boneyard, the master level team, winning the Masters World Championship, Ripe, a master level women's team, for coming in second place in the Masters World Championship, Ring of Fire, an open team, for placing third in a national and fifth in the World Championship, Tri-Age, the men's great grandmaster team, and coming in fourth place in the U.S. National Championship, as well as winning the Spirit Award, which is the honor of his own right. Dark Side, the men's team of the University of North Carolina Chapel Hill, for winning the College National Championship. Palisades, a women's team of the University of North Carolina Chapel Hill, for trying fifth place in the College National Championship. Jaga, a women's team of North Carolina State University, and finishing ninth in the College National Championship. Now, therefore, the participants of the Ultimate Frisbee deserve to be commended for participating in their growth sports and ought to be recognized for their accomplishments. In witness whereof, the undersigned certifies the foregoing statement was read in the House and placed upon the journal on the 13th day of February 2019, submitted by Representative Earl Insko, James White, Principal Clerk.
Lady from Orange, Representative Insko, is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, Ultimate Frisbee is following in the footsteps of other youth games, such as basketball, that have evolved into serious competitive sports. Flying discs have been around for a long time, partially in the form of tin plates from the Frisbee Pie Company that were tossed around on college campuses. The modern plastic disc that we know today was developed after World War II. The game company, Whammo, made it successful in the 1960s by promoting Frisbee as a sport. And gradually, many games were developed from that, and among those was a game called Ultimate, and it very quickly became the most popular game. In 1969, a New Jersey high school made it a school sport. And the next year, 1970, it was being played as an interscholastic game. The college division started in 1983, and now we have the American Ultimate Disc League. Ultimate is it's an interesting sport. It's a non-contact sport. It relies on the spirit of the game philosophy that gives teams much more authority in determining the rules of the play. So along with its self-officiating sportsmanship, the sport has rules similar to football and soccer. The game's played with two teams of seven members, each on a large field, and a team scores when the disc is caught in the other team's end zone. There are 10 basic rules in Ultimate Frisbee. I'm going to just mention three of them. One is no contact. No physical contact is allowed between players. Picks and screens are also prohibited. A foul occurs when contact is made. And number two, self-officiating. Players are responsible for their own foul and line calls. Players resolve their own disputes. And the three, spirit of the game. Ultimate Frisbee stresses sportsmanship and fair play. Competitive play is encouraged, but never at the expense of respect between players, adherence to the rules, and the basic joy of playing. So I think those are good rules for all of us to follow. In 2015, Ultimate Frisbee was recognized by the International Olympic Committee and is being considered for the 2024 Games in Paris. I don't want you to miss those. So North Carolina has we're very proud that we've accomplished Ultimate Frisbee teams at the youth, high school, college, club, and professional levels all. And I'm just going to repeat a little bit of what you've heard in the resolution. In 2017 and 2018, the undergirls team won the national championship. In 2018, the UNC men's team won the college national championship. In 2018, the Masters level club men, that's over 33, they won the Masters World Championship. And that same year, the women's team came in a second. So we are leaders in this new sport, and it's a sport that stresses physical endurance and fun. And so I'm welcoming some people here today, and I think we have their names if a speaker would recognize those. I'm proud to be able to recognize this group of people today. Thank you.
Members, on motion of the lady from Orange, Representative Insko, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to members of North Carolina's ultimate teams. If you would stand when I call your name, please. Tom Shopler, team administrator for Tri-Aged. Tristan Green, executive director for Triangle Ultimate. Lauren Finn, operations manager and a volunteer of Triangle Ultimate. Mike Hsu, with his two children, youth coordinator for Triangle Youth Ultimate League. Jesse Jones, one of three coaches of under 17 youth club championship team, the Kitty Hawks, UNC's women team, Pilates, and captain of women's club team, Phoenix. Members of Ultimate National Champion Teams, Warhawks and Triforce. Would y'all please stand so we could welcome you today? Thanks for being with us. Notices and announcements. Ratification resolutions. Clerk will read.
The enrolling clerk reports the following resolution duly ratified, properly enrolled, and prepared for presentations to the Office of the Secretary of State. House Joint Resolution 36, a joint resolution inviting His Excellency Governor Roy Cooper to address the joint session of the House of Representatives and Senate.
Enrolled resolutions, chapter bills be noted. For what purpose of the lady from Yancey, Representative Presnell, rise?
For an announcement.
Lady has the floor for an announcement.
Appropriations Transportation Joint will meet tomorrow morning at 8:30 in room 1228. Thank you.
For what purpose, gentleman from Randolph, Representative McNeil, rise?
For an announcement.
Gentleman has the floor for an announcement.
The House Pensions Committee will meet next Tuesday, February the 19th at 2 p.m. and room 425 in the Legislative Office Building. There were no bills to be heard at that time. It's an informational meeting to get an overview of the pension system from the Treasurer's Office.
What purpose does the lady from Guilford, Representative Harrison, rise?
A point of personal privilege.
Ladies recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I would like for you all to join me in congratulating my seatmate, who was declared Friend of the Worker last night by the AFL-CIO. Congratulations, Susan.
Further notices and announcements. And members, for your planning purposes, no recorded votes tomorrow, so there will be no votes tomorrow at all. Seeing no further notices or announcements, what purpose, gentleman from Onslow, Representative Shepherd, rise.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd just like to announce there's a transportation appropriations meeting tomorrow morning, 8:30 in room 1028. Thank you.
And for what purpose, gentleman from Gaston, Representative Torbett, rise for the motion. Any further notices or announcements before I take the motion to adjourn? Seeing none, the gentleman from Gaston, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House to now adjourn to reconvene Thursday, February 14th at 12 noon, subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Torbett moves, seconded by Representative Dixon, that the House now adjourn to reconvene Thursday, February 14th at 12 noon, subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. We stand adjourned.